is me, David Pollack. I'm filling in for Nick Sorter, who's off doing important Nick Sorter things. And I wanted to bring you, I guess, all the biggest stories of the weekend coming to you. Of course, we've learned yesterday that Donald Trump rose from the dead. That's right. You might have heard the fake news buzzing enthusiastically saying that something had happened to Donald Trump because they haven't seen him. Now, remember, this is a guy who has done more in 6 months than we have seen, I don't know, Joe Biden do maybe his entire career. But let's just stick to Joe Biden's presidency. The guy was absent more than he was present. You could find him on most weekends sleeping on a beach on his popular lounge chair. You could see him in an ice cream shop falling off bicycles. You never really saw him working much. Donald Trump, we know his record, and we'll talk about that throughout this show. He disappears for not even 24 hours, doesn't have a public appearance because, what, he's worked nonstop for 6 months plus, and the fake news says he's dead? But of course he's not, because he emerged yesterday to go golfing. He looked just fine. I'm sure the liberal left was very disappointed. And he rose from the dead. And what did he do when he rose from the dead, besides have a great round of golf with his grandchildren? He talked about demanding a national voter ID law, even hinting at the executive order that's going to make that happen. Of course, you've seen the left already go nuts. No, 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 you can't have voter ID laws. You can have we're going to talk about this more and all the things you have voter ID. You need a voter ID to do. I mean, an ID to do besides vote. Apparently, you can't prove who you are when you vote. We're going to talk about that. I also want to talk to you today about something that happened a couple days ago. You might have seen more activist judges, this time in a form of an appeals court, saying that Trump, the president of the United States, can't do tariffs. Apparently, fentanyl is a good thing, and we don't want to use tariffs to keep fentanyl out of the country. We don't want to bring back manufacturing. We don't want to bring in the record revenue projected to be almost $1 trillion. We don't want to do that. So the appeals court strikes down Trump's tariffs. Of course, the tariffs are still in place while the Supreme Court is going to speak on that. But that's happening, and I'm going to talk to you about that today. And also, we're going to talk a little about the economy, because while the fake news is telling you that the economy is so bad and things aren't good, these tariffs are really a tax on the American people. We're going to talk about the fact that the numbers are telling a much different story. GDP up, unemployment steady, inflation cooling, manufacturing booming, tariffs pouring or the tariffs bringing revenue into the treasury. We're going to talk about that. And of course, there's some new updates on this Minneapolis school shooting that happened last week. Two children dead, 17 wounded, and the Democrats are, of course, they want to blame guns, and they want to blame us for hating trans people, of course. And we're going to talk about all of that tonight. We got a couple of great guests coming up, and so we're going to have a great show. And let me go right into our big story. And I already talked to you that Trump rose from the dead. And, you know, he talks about this voter ID rule. And here's the important part to talk about this, right? For the left, this is like an apocalypse. It's the biggest thing in the world. How can you demand nationally that we have voter ID? Now, by the way, the left for a really long time has been talking about how they want to pass national access to ballot initiatives. They want to nationalize voting to make it fair for everybody to vote. They're all in favor of taking away states' voting rights. They hate the Electoral College. But the idea that Trump can pass an executive order that makes our voting more secure, especially following an election in 2020 where we still don't have answers yet, but I have confidence that we will. The left thinks all of a sudden this is a really big deal in the federal. We can't federalize election. States have rights all of a sudden. But it's common sense. And most Americans have no issue with voter ID. I mean, think about it. What does it require a voter ID in your life, right? You need an ID to drive, to fly, to rent an apartment, to buy a home, to check in at a hotel, to buy alcohol, to buy cigarettes, lottery tickets. But Democrats tell you don't need an ID to vote. It's racist to need an ID to vote. Apparently, people in this country who aren't white, they can't get IDs. They don't have IDs. You've seen this myth debunked, by the way. There's some great stories where people have gone into certain communities saying, you have IDs, right? They're like, yeah, it's so stupid. So I don't understand where this whole thing comes from. I think the Democrats just want less secure elections. I want to talk about how voter ID will work. We're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about voter ID and how it closes loopholes.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, everybody. Look, we're picking right back up where we left off. We're talking about voter ID. Why? Because the president rose from the dead. If you heard yesterday, the fake news was talking about how they haven't heard from the president, so he must be dead. He takes a break, so he must be dead. But he's not. He was golfing. But then he passes. Then he goes and sends out a truth or a post or whatever we call them over there, talking about voter ID laws. So we're talking about that if you missed the first segment. So picking up right where we left off, Democrats for some reason are not okay with voter IDs. And you have to wonder why. Why don't Democrats want you to be able to show who you are when you vote? Well, we know it stops fraud. We know it makes ballot harvesting harder. We know it prevents manipulation behind the curtain. And we know that it closes those loopholes that the left benefits from. But here's where it gets interesting, and let's talk about this. Can Trump actually do this by executive order? The Constitution gives the power to run elections to states, but Article 1, Section 4 gives Congress the power to set times, places, and manner for federal elections. That's why we have federal registration rules, military ballot laws, Voting Rights Act. A president can't rewrite every state's law, but he can direct federal agencies to enforce ID requirements in federal elections. And he can tie federal funds and oversight to those standards. So Trump doesn't need to wave a wand. He can make sure that for House, Senate, president, we can make sure that you have to prove who you are. And right now we still have the majorities and we still have time to get that done. Can states refuse? Sure, but they risk losing federal money. So we'll see. Let's see what the details of the executive order show. And we'll find out if it's, look, Trump has some really good attorneys working for him. Every one of his executive orders do one of two things. They follow the law. They're written very well. And then if they can't create law, because executive orders can't create law, but what they do is they still lay the groundwork and the blueprint for Congress to act. So I think that I can't wait to see what this executive order looks like. It's going to be very good. And it's something that needs to happen. Now, of course, the left is going to scream, that's voter suppression. You can't ask somebody to show who they are when they vote. They say that IDs disenfranchise minorities somehow, or the poor. Again, yeah, even if you're I don't understand. I'm going to take a step back here for a second. I don't believe that the left actually knows any minorities. I don't think they know any people of color or all the people that they come out and chant for, the Abrego Garcias of the world. I really don't believe that the left knows any black people. I don't think they know any Hispanic people. They can't. Because the way they talk about these groups while accusing Republicans of being racist shows that they literally have no idea what they're talking about. When they talk about illegal aliens, they talk about, oh, well, if you deport people, who's going to pick our vegetables? This is literally their words, not ours, not the right's words. It's what the left says. And the left thinks that if you ask somebody to present an ID, somehow black people or poor people won't be able to vote. Now, look, I know some black people. I don't know any black people without an ID, right? I used to be poor. And you know what? When I was poor, I still, depends how you define poor. When I was poor, I had an ID. So I had a car. I even had a voter. I even had an ID card before I had a driver's license. Pretty easy to get. And so if you're going to fly on an airplane, you need that ID, right? If you're going to buy fireworks, you need that ID. If you're going to buy cigarettes, you need that ID. Alcohol, you need that ID. Lottery tickets. We all know we love our lottery tickets. You need an ID for that. So this whole idea that for somehow, the left thinks that minorities or black people or poor people can't have an ID. It just shows they literally have no idea about these communities they purport to represent. They don't. And if you ask black people, how ridiculous is it the left thinks you don't have an ID? They think it's the most ridiculous thing on the planet. So on that note, they're going to claim that it disenfranchises minorities of the poor. And they only do that because they need some kind of narrative, because it makes absolutely no sense why you wouldn't want an ID. But 80% of Americans across party lines, across racial lines, support voter ID laws. In fact, minorities support them more strongly than white liberals do. The argument that in 2025 you can't get an ID is ridiculous. And here's the kicker. Countries the left idolizes, France, Germany, Mexico, they love Mexico. They all require IDs to vote. Mexico even uses biometric voter cards. Nobody calls them racist. It's only here where the Democrats depend on loose rules and fraud that voter ID is somehow Jim Crow. So what's really happening? Trump is setting the tone for 2026 and beyond. He's saying there's not going to be any more of this chaos of 2020. No more random mail ballots. No more ballot harvesting. One person, one vote, verified. And that's why the left is panicking. Because with real voter ID, their cushion evaporates. Their advantage shrinks. And they lose. Why do they lose? Because people hate their policies. People hate them. They're not likable people. These are people that want to abort children that are like 12 years old. These are people that want boys competing in girls' sports, beating your daughter at track, weightlifting, boxing. They want men hitting your daughter in the face at the Olympics. That's what they want. Those aren't popular policies. They want men to be able to go walk into the bathroom next to your daughter and do whatever she pretends to do. They want basically everything that America is opposed to. They want people to be able to cut in the line of immigrants, because we're not anti-immigrant. Immigrants who've waited for years to legally enter the country and work, they want to be able to take people and stick them in the front of the line, because somehow it helps them add to their census numbers to get more representation so they can steal more votes. This is not popular policies. You can't find a single policy that the mainstream of even the Democrat Party really is in favor of. So they know they need to cheat to win. We all know this, right? We look at you talk about gerrymandering. You talk about all the, and by the way, this is going to be great for us, guys. The fact that Republicans are like, you know what? We are going to gerrymander ourselves. Look what's happening in Texas. Now there's new states that are going to, redraw their congressional lines. Missouri's coming. Florida's looking, doing it again. Yes, California's talking about doing it themselves, but it doesn't matter. California already gerrymanders and steals seats. So everything they do is about trying to find ways to win other than winning legitimately, because they know they can't. So while the media is going to obsess over Trump's bruises and body doubles and talk about whether or not he's breathing, the story is this. Once again, Trump shifts the debate to the most important issue, and that's election integrity. And that's leadership. That's vision. That's what we want. And it's why they wish he was dead, but he's alive and stronger than ever. Here's the reality. America is waking up to the fact that everything they've been told about President Trump, about his policies, about Republicans, about our policies, they're waking up. RFK Jr. is making America healthy again. And they hate that because they want people to be sick so they can demand free government health care. They want people to be confused about what a woman is, and we're rejecting that. Young people are rejecting that. And as they reject it, they go and radicalize people, like we're going to talk about later in the show, that shooter, Robin. Robin, you know, motive still unknown. Robin, Robert, in Minneapolis, who target Christian or Catholic children. This is the only way they're going to win, because our policies are more popular. People will vote Republican. When you remove illegal aliens from the census, when you remove gerrymandered districts where people don't have a say in who they get to vote for, when you remove the fake news from telling you what the truth is, real news like you get here, then you have an opportunity to actually tell people what policies they're voting for. And when they do, Republicans will win. This is why we need voter ID. This is why we need paper ballots. This is why we need to get rid of the fraud. Because I believe, and I know you do too, that when our policies are honestly reported and people have a chance to honestly vote, I don't think the left will ever win again. They know it. That's why they're opposed to these IDs. Stay tuned. When we come back, my good friend Chad Kane's going to come on and give us his take on this. And we got lots more to talk about. Appeals court, blocking Trump, tariffs, and what the judges had to say. All that's coming up after this.
I'm jacked up on the Methylene Blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue and the Ultimate CMOS on a monthly basis. Take about 5-year supplements. So it's been helping me out for the last 3 years, lost 22 pounds. Feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like I said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I was honestly in the chat on Rumble bashing, like, getting sick of Alex plugging it. But I tell you what, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give it a try. I actually subscribe monthly now to it. And I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
I was so bad with the MS. I was in a wheelchair. That Methylene Blue is able to get everything that you're taking, all your antibiotics or whatever medicines you're taking, supplements. What it does, it helps to cross the blood-brain barrier. Mm-hmm. Methylene Blue will help things push it through to where it needs to go. I was at my store, and I keep the TV on in my store of InfoWars, and I heard Alex Jones talking about Methylene Blue. Well, right away, my ears perked up, because I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I ordered 2 bottles of it, because you had to buy one, get one free. So I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing. I take the capsules twice. I take 2 of those a day.
And you're saying with the Methylene Blue, you're taking it with ivermectin, and you're using our Methylene Blue, and it's kept you regressed, but now you're taking this, and you're back to being normal, or what's your level at
I'm
right
walking.
Now?
I'm walking.
Okay.
No, I'm, you know, I own a jewelry store, and I'm able to. Don't get me wrong, I have bad days.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane.
Okay.
And the bad days that I may have, maybe like once every couple weeks, but I'm able to speak properly.
Yeah.
Where my everything was lagging with me.
Right.
The lesions were showing very bright in my brain. And when I started on the Methylene Blue, which I couldn't take the liquid. I bought the liquid, but I just couldn't get it down, and I was trying to find like a concoction, and all of a sudden the pills came out. So I ordered the pills. I take 2 of those a day. I've been taking that with everything else, with the ivermectin. I take 1 pill a day of the ivermectin with the Methylene Blue, and I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
Well, that is great to hear. You know,
talk to you.
Because, you know, I'm glad to hear that. That really makes me feel good for, you know, the products that we offer to people. And, you know, the Methylene Blue, it really has been a game changer around here in terms of people getting it and seeing effects immediately, being able to to acquire that quality of life they want. And that's really great to hear.
I will put money on it. Like I said, I used to have to pay $10,000 a week
right
to get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take 2 pills or drink it once a day and pay what? I don't know, $30, $40 a bottle of it?
Depends on what the sale is, yeah.
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Well, thank you.
Me having it.
Thank you for sharing your story, and thank you for helping your family too, because, you know, sometimes people, they don't want to tell their family. They don't want to say anything because then, oh, you're supposed to mind your own business and not tell people about health. That's a doctor's job, you know, but no, it is our job to tell our families, hey, this is what I found out. This is what I found that works. Why don't you try it?
before the break, if you remembered. We were talking about a bunch of different things, obviously. We were started off talking about Trump coming back from the dead. Well, like you see on your screen here, he's come back from the dead a few times now. He has risen again because the media said he was dead because they didn't see him for 24 hours. He reappeared to golf with his grandchildren, did a great job, didn't look sick or dead. Compare that to Joe Biden. We're not even sure which Joe Biden we had. But then he comes out and puts out a post that shakes up the world as usual, talking about voter ID laws, talking about an executive order. And of course, everybody's freaking out about that. We think it's fantastic. Joining me right now is my good buddy, Chad Caton. Chad Caton, you might know him as I'm Fired Up from X. You might know him as the National Field Director. I think you got that title right for the Conservative Caucus. You might know him as leading the largest coalition of veterans in America during the 2024 Trump campaign. You might know him as just being an adorable lug out there making liberals' lives miserable at protests at Turning Point. Either way, he's my good friend Chad, fresh off from NASCAR yesterday. Doing country things from South Carolina. Welcome to the show, my brother.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me and giving me all the time in the world to prep for this. I'm literally standing here in my pajamas
if it makes you feel any better at all, Nick called me at like, I don't know, 45 minutes before the show. He's like, hey, I'm out working on something. Any chance you can jump in the show? And I'm like, sure, what do I gotta do? He's like, I don't know, prep a show, find guests, and be ready to go in 45 minutes. Yeah!
If our friends were so damn cool, we would have to find new friends. That's for sure. Love Nick Sorter. Love what you guys are doing. And we are building quite the pushback against the left. And I think we're doing it better. And but right now, I'm really excited about where we're heading.
Look, me too, Chad. I mean, we talk about this all the time. I can't help but feel like we can't stop winning. It's like every single day something happens. That's like, oh my God, really? We're winning more and more. And I'm not even, and then look, I'm going to ask you about the voter ID. I do want to talk too about, the activist judges pushing back. We'll get there in a second. But, every single day, something comes out, whether it's a peace deal, between two countries that I didn't even realize we were negotiating peace with, whether it's record news about tariffs, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes too. I mean, there's not a single day that goes by that we don't hear more good news. Crossfire hurricane documents being released, vindication for so many of us for so long. You said something was up in 2016. We got that. I mean, thing after thing after thing. It's like, what can we continue to win? Chad, I mean, this voter ID thing we'll talk about here in a second, but overall, let me just get your take. First 6 months, here we are. I mean, for the work you've done to put this man in office and then the work you do now to help him continue to win and get the votes we need to be successful. What's your take?
Well, I think we like to say we like to keep winning, right? Because that's what the boss says, right? You guys are going to get real tired of winning. But really what it is I think you're actually watching somebody go into being the president of the United States and doing their damn job. Doing the job that it is to lead a country out front, talking to the press as much as he does, being as transparent as he is, and even making his own flubs, you know, when he says things and not being apologetic about it, being Donald Trump and going out there and doing the job. And when he says the next guy, all right, have the next meeting in here. Let's see what we got to do about this. He's not taking breaks. He's not sleeping on the beaches of Delaware. And for all you liberals that love InfoWars, thank you. And I'm really glad to be here because you people are terrible. And at the end of the day, this is what your problem is. You want to have a problem when Donald Trump goes out and play golf when you had a president that was sleeping pretty much 2/3 of his entire presidency on the crappy beaches of Delaware. That being said, I just think that we're not so much winning, although we are on an international economic and overall, you know, making America great again. But really what you're watching is a president that is doing his job, doing the job out front and being out front as the leader of the greatest nation on this planet.
Yeah. And you know, and I think that's what pisses them off so much is that all the things that all the other presidents, even Republicans before him said couldn't be done. GDP couldn't go up. Inflation couldn't go down. We couldn't make peace with some of these countries. We needed to go to war. President Trump is single-handedly proving that we can do all of these things. And he's even doing that with crime. Gosh, we're not even get to talk about crime today. he showed how quickly you can clean up some of these cities like DC by just actually enforcing laws. And even the DC mayor was like, yeah, it's kind of working. He's showing that it can be done. And let me tell you what this does. It puts egg all over everybody else's faces. When people are needlessly dying in places like Chicago and DC because liberals refuse to do anything, Trump is saying, see, you could have done this all along. What's wrong with you? And that's the best part. Let me pivot here. Let me talk about this voter ID thing, because Trump rises from the dead. And of course, he's like, yeah, we're going to have national voter ID. And this is in the face, by the way, if everybody hasn't been paying attention. There is a multifaceted approach going on here in order to save our republic. The census, getting illegals off of it, huge. Redistricting in these red states, huge. And now this voter ID requirement, huge. Democrats can't win if we put all this stuff in place, Chad. What's your thought on all this?
Well, it's amazing how the Democrats have had it skewed for so long, and we have what we call a GOP. I got to get my fingers in here. GOP. Because they're terrible. They're all part of the same thing. Although that doesn't mean leave your GOP. That means go fight for your GOP. Okay. Don't sit on the sidelines, because the rest of us are out here, running our knees through the glass of fighting for our party. That's what you need to do. Go out there and do that. But in the original concept of your question, you know, this is where we're at right now, right? And ultimately, we are going to continue winning because we are starting to grow a little bit of a backbone. You, the great American people, are starting to recognize you need to have somebody with some spine leading from the front. Back in the day, every president, every congressman was either an Eagle Scout or was in the military, right? They had an idea of what that looked like, what honor, courage, commitment, all of those things that us veterans hold true. You know, and now you're actually seeing it. Although Donald Trump was never in the military, he was in a military academy in high school and growing up. This is all something that needs to be taught, and we are continuously starting to find that spine and starting to realize that the establishment globalist uniparty that is the Lindsey Graham world that we live in is falling to the wayside, and it's going to be because of you, the American people, or we, the people, as our forefathers like to put at the top of that cool piece of papyrus or whatever they wrote it on. You know, that's something that we need to hold dear and we need to recognize. And it's happening. Redistricting, all of these things. You can't go buy cigarettes. You can't even buy a vape without an ID. And, right. and the Democrats, you know, the ones that are all about slaves, because we are currently in the situation right now where we are getting rid of slaves for the second time from the Democrats, and they're pissed because we're getting all these illegals out of here. Notice how they're really worried about who's going to mow their lawn and who's going to do their laundry. These are the sick people that we have to keep in check, and that's what the conservative Republican America First MAGA party is all about. And I love being out front, man. You know me. I love a good fight.
Well, Chad, you're exactly right. And, as always, and you are fighting hard, and, everybody needs to go check out the conservative caucus right now. That's what Chad is working on. You can help, take back our GOP so we can ensure President Trump's winning agenda is working. Chad Caton, thank you so much for the last minute join. You look great considering you just threw it together. I mean, look at you. You always are just such a sexy big baby, man. I appreciate
it's hard
you being here.
A political sex symbol, buddy.
It is. Thank you for being here, man. And everybody, go check out Chad. Woody, I'm fired up too, right, on X?
I'm fired up too on X. And go to theconservativecaucus.org. Sign up. Be a part of the fight.
Every guest I have had in studio in the last 6 months, I've given our medical grade USP methylene Bluetooth. I don't even tell them what it's going to do. I just say, here, take this, see what happens. Within 15 to 30 minutes, every guest says they've gotten energy like they've never experienced. Clarity, focus. It's like a fog has lifted. Their critical thinking goes to the next level. And that's what the science shows it does in our cells. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect because it electrochemically turns up the literal electrochemical electricity in the body. And so he was here a few months ago, didn't know what it was, known me for a long time, said sure he'll take it. He heard Kennedy talk about it, RFK Jr. He took it, and it was so game-changing. In the last few months, he ran out of the bottle I gave him, so he wanted more. And the first thing he wanted was to take some more before we even went live on air. That's how amazing this is. You want to do the plug, and I appreciate this.
I do. I came in.
Because you came in saying, I want more methylene blue, and then I looked over when you went on the air. You'd already slurped some down. Your mouth was blue. I said, you're Papa Smurf. So, Patrick Byrne.
How much is the correct amount to put in? About that much?
Yeah. I mean, Kennedy does three droppers. This is really strong.
You gave me some last time. I think you gave it on air. You totally feel the difference. I use the bot that you gave me. It's great. It totally makes it, you can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up this pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshow.com. It will certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules, but we have the strongest medical grade. It's super good for you. It cleans out your mitochondria. Most people get instant energy, like 99% of people, but it's the workout. It's what it does for your skin, your libido. So you've been on it a few months.
I just had that one bottle, but
and you're saying no letdown. That's the best part. It's not an amphetamine. It's not a speed, but it feels like that.
I see RFKs on it. Yeah, I just used up that bottle, and so for a couple of weeks, I had this great energy. But it's not speed. It's not caffeine. It's nothing like that. It's doing something else for you. So I really
It skips three levels of the oxygenation process in the cells. It's just next level. It's incredible, and they've suppressed it. And my medical doctor 6 years ago said, get on it. And I said, get USP grade. It didn't do anything. And then our sponsor got this super strong one. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Whoa. I mean, it funds the operation, folks. But I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten our USP grade, real USP grade, Ultimethylene Blue, thealexjonesshow.com, you are missing out. It is so good for you. 99% of people, it's more than that. Like, I've given to like 400 people, maybe two or three didn't feel it. Some get totally freaked out that they're going crazy. So talk to your physician first. Take a very low dose the first time. You can't take it from SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. TheAlexJonesShow.com. So,
yeah, it's not psychosomatic. It's not psycho. You feel it. You feel it.
Well, I didn't tell you what you were going to feel. How fast did it kick in and what did you feel?
I felt it by the end of the show. By the time I got, the last time I was here, I felt it probably by the end of the show or by the time I got my car. You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus. It's probably like why you are as intense as you are, Alex.
It's made me more intense. Well, I was taking full doses at first and then working out so hard that, you know, I had to go.
You look jacked.
Well, I've cut back. The point is, I only take it every 3 days now because it's crazy. Everything we sell, I want is working and is good. That's what I want. I mean, I'd be like a restaurant. I ain't gonna serve dog to people. They're not gonna come back. But I mean, this thing is the most dramatic, quick acting, and it's good for you. It's just insane. And if I could just get a few more percentage of the audience to buy it, all our problems would be solved. Patrick Byrne was totally blown away by it, as every other guest we've given it to has been blown away.
The amazing Nick Sorter, who's out there bringing you more news right now, working on some juicy stuff, as always. Look, before the first half of the show, we talked about Trump rising from the dead to talk about making voter ID national in an upcoming EO that we're very excited about. We talked to Chad Caton about that and wondered what in the world the problem is with requiring IDs. 80% of people require them or are in favor of requiring it. I don't know what the problem is. Other big news, though, happening, you might not have been paying attention, getting ready for your Labor Day weekend, getting ready to go and fill your coolers up with non-woke beer, get on your boats, go out and see some Sydney Sweeney jeans somewhere, maybe go back to a non-woke Cracker Barrel on your drive back from the river now that they went back and put the cracker back on the barrel. But other stuff happened. The appeals court, another group of activist judges, they're convinced that tariffs are a bad thing. You might remember Trump's Liberation Day tariffs. We have since it's something called the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA. We use that to impose the sweeping tariffs by executive order. Those tariffs have brought in hundreds of billions of dollars that have helped go to our treasury, helped us leverage peace deals around the world, helped us get trade deals, historic trade deals, bring manufacturing back to the United States to tunes of trillions of dollars in value. All these great things for America, right? Well, what do you think happens? An appeals court. I really thought this was a joke when I saw it the other day. I saw this headline and I thought it was a joke. I really thought it was because, you know, a lot of people have been memeing They've been memeing that, oh, a federal judge says that Trump must go back to pretending he's dead or whatever. I thought it was a joke, but no, it's real. On August 29th, a federal circuit court of appeals sitting in bank, 7-4 said that the IEEPA doesn't give the president the power to reshape the entire tariff structure of the United States. He said, they said, oh, no, it was written for sanctions and embargoes and asset freezes, not tariffs. They relied on something called the major questions doctrine and the idea that an executive action has massive economic or political consequences. Congress must authorize it. And they said Trump's tariffs lacked that explicit authority. But here's the thing. The court stayed its own decision until October 14th. Tariffs are not going anywhere. The Supreme Court is going to have its say. And here's what I think is going to happen in the Supreme Court. They've embraced the major questions doctrine in cases like West Virginia v. EPA. And they said if it's a big policy question, Congress, not the president, must speak. However, court has also said that they defer to presidents on matters of foreign trade and national security. Trump's lawyers obviously are going to argue that this was what the situation is here. And in a response to unfair trade and national threats, and they fall squarely within the emergency powers. I have a feeling the Supreme Court's going to side with Trump on this one. So we will see how this goes. But again, you know, leave it up to the judges to tell the president what he can and can't do. Billions of tariffs are still going to come into Washington. Countries are still negotiating, and we're doing pretty good. And let me tell you about how good our economy is doing with tariffs as part of the picture. Right. Let's talk about this economy real quick. And then I do have a great guest coming up for you guys here. The economy is doing much better than the news is going to tell you. Let's start with GDP. Okay. For the first quarter, in quarter two, it exploded 3.3%. 3.3%. Consumer spending surge, exports strengthened, markets are up at an all-time high. Unemployment solid, hovering 3.9, 4.1, which is just about full employment by any standard. Millions of jobs still being created. Tariff revenue, as already mentioned, so far $219 billion. It's suggested that we might even get $500 million in tariffs, right? That's 6 or 7% of federal revenue. That's money not coming out of your paycheck. Inflation cooling. The inflation index 2.1% in quarter two, down from 3.7 in quarter one. Now that's when Trump came in quarter one. Interest rates coming down. Lowest level, I think, in 10 years at this point. Dow up 3.2% in August. S&P up nearly 2%. Where are the Panikins now? Manufacturing stronger than ever. Output at record levels, nearly $3 trillion. Employment is steady. Everything is going really good in Trump's economy. Yet, the left wants to tell you that the economy is collapsing, that it's awful. It's never been worse for you out there. It's insane. But you know the truth. You're living out here. You know the benefit of Trump's economy. And right now, I want to tell you, actually, you know what? Let's bring in our next guest and let him tell us. He's a retired New Jersey police officer. He's a detective, former Old Bridge councilman, former candidate for Congress in New Jersey's 12th, and he's a candidate for Old Bridge Ward 4th. Council, welcome to the show, Mark. It's Razzioli, right?
Mark Razzioli, thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being here.
None of these radicals ever forget that name.
No, they won't. And look, before you just came in, I teased the fact that Trump, of course, we have radical judges attacking Trump's tariffs again. The economy's doing great. Tell me, you're from Jersey. Things are pretty good out there. The real people know that things are getting better. A lot in Jersey, people think that that's going to be the next state to flip red. How are people feeling in New Jersey right now about Trump's economic policies?
Well, listen, American citizens all know whatever's great for America is bad for the Democrat Party. They don't want America to succeed. It's unfortunate we have people in the House of Representatives and the Senate who are basically there. They want America to fail. Who would ever have thought we would have people representing us who want this country to fail? It's really it's unbelievable. Yes. People in New Jersey do know Trump's doing a great job. They do know that the radical Democrats want to bring down Trump and America. You know, we see it everywhere. You were talking about judges. Listen, the Democrat policies in New Jersey have handcuffed law enforcement and protect criminals and minimize the victim. We see that nationwide, not just here in New Jersey. The Democrat Party is all about protecting criminals and even worse, third world criminals.
Yeah.
So well, that's where we're at now.
Well, you have to wonder, like, what's going on and why they want America to fail so badly. Like, if I put a post up about tariffs, in about 30 seconds, I'll have like 400 angry liberals telling me how awful tariffs are and how they're attacks on the American people. But inflation is steady. It's not going up. So that means, let me explain this. The price of goods isn't going up. So how is tariffs attacks on the American people, right?
Listen, they'll spin anything to make the president look bad. Like I said, they don't want this country to succeed. Tariffs are succeeding. I mean, gas is at an all-time low here in Jersey since Trump's been president. I mean, you know, Joe Biden, we have Governor Phil Murphy. They've basically taken money out of people's pockets. There's really no argument here when you see the cost of electricity here in New Jersey. Just property taxes, everything in general has just been a burden on a taxpayer here in New Jersey. And really, this election is really about common sense, right? Public safety, our schools, our economy. That's what it's all about. And public safety and our education, that's what really makes your local economy thrive. If you look at these cities, these blue cities such as Newark, Camden, you see it's failing. It's failing because of crime. It's failing because of the bad education system there. So the residents of New Jersey really know what's going on, and it's really all about common sense. And this all drives the economy. President Trump's tariffs are doing great things for our economy and will continue to do so. But unfortunately, we'll have these radical Democrats who will continually put a spin on everything because fear-mongering is what they're all about, keeping division within these communities, using these radical judges, which are really a menace to our communities, to get what they want. But at the end, I think we've all realized President Trump is not going to back down, nor are people like myself. That's why I'm running for office again. And the silent majority. Listen, people aren't going to get on social media because a lot of them just want to go on with their lives. They don't want to be engaged with these radicals and have to deal with the cancel culture. But like I always tell them, it's time to cancel culture.
I think that's great. And so in the 30 seconds I have left, please tell me about your race and where people can find you.
Yeah. It's Olbridge, New Jersey, Ward 4. I am running against the AOC of not just Olbridge, of New Jersey. She supports the transgender, the sanctuary state policies, basically everything that goes against logic. But you can find me on the Olbridge Republic because I'm on Facebook, Mark Rizzoli. I'm always out there willing to answer, willing to go on a show because awesome. I am not afraid to debate any radical Democrat in this country on any issue.
I'm jacked up on the Methylene Blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue and the Ultimate CMOS on a monthly basis. Take 5-year supplements. So it's been helping me out for the last 3 years, lost 22 pounds. Feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like I said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I was honestly in the chat on Rumble, bashing, like, getting sick of Alex plugging it, but I tell you what, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give it a try. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
I was so bad with the MS. I was in a wheelchair. That Methylene Blue is able to get everything that you're taking, all your antibiotics or whatever medicines you're taking, supplements. And what it does, it helps to cross the blood-brain barrier. Mm-hmm. Methylene Blue will help things push it through to where it needs to go. I was at my store, and I keep the TV on at my store of InfoWars, and I heard Alex Jones talking about Methylene Blue. Well, right away, my ears perked up because I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I ordered 2 bottles of it because you had to buy one, get one free. So I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing. I take the capsules twice. I take 2 of those a day.
And you're saying with the Methylene Blue, you're taking it with ivermectin, and you're using our Methylene Blue, and it's you regress, but now you're taking this, and you're back to being normal, or what's your level at
I'm
right
walking.
Now? Okay.
No, I'm, you know, I own a jewelry store, and I'm able to, and don't get me wrong, I have bad days.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something, I'm walking without a cane.
Okay.
And the bad days that I may have, maybe like once every couple weeks,
that I'm able to speak properly,
yeah.
where my everything was lagging with me.
Right.
That lesions were showing very bright in my brain. And by when I started on the methylene blue, which I couldn't take the liquid. I bought the liquid, but I just couldn't get it down. And I was trying to find like a concoction.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the pills came out. So I ordered the pills. I take two of those a day. I've been taking that with everything else, with the ivermectin. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the methylene blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
Well, that is great to hear. You know,
talk to you.
Because, you know, I'm glad to hear that. That really makes me feel good for, you know, the products that we offer to people. And, you know, the methylene blue, it really has been a game changer around here in terms of people getting it and seeing effects immediately, being able to acquire that quality of life they want. And that's really great to hear.
I will put money on it. Like I said, I used to get it. I used to have to pay, $10,000 a week?
Right.
To get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take two pills or drink it once a day and pay what? I don't know. $30, $40 a bottle of it.
Depends on what the sale is,
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Well, thank you.
Me having it.
Thank you for sharing your story.
And
thank you for helping your family too, because, you know, sometimes people, they don't want to tell their family. They don't want to say anything because then, oh, you're supposed to mind your own business and not tell people about health. That's a doctor's job, you know, but no, it is our job to tell our families, hey, this is what I found out. This is what I found that works. Why don't you try it?
Final segment of the night. It's David Pollack in for Nick Sorter, who's out there crushing it on the ground. I wanted to give our last guest just 2 seconds to wrap up. Sorry, we had to go to a hard break, but I want you to let our viewers know where they can find you and support your race there in New Jersey.
Yeah, you get me on Facebook, Instagram, Old Bridge Republicans. You know, Mark Rizzoli, just send me a message. I always love to go back and forth with hardcore American citizens who really believe what this country is all about. It's about supporting common sense. And that's what my campaign's about, common sense, not about pushing, transitioning children, pushing drugs on them. And I just wanted to touch one thing with this Minneapolis situation.
Yeah.
Evil kills, not guns. The fact that these Democrats were stepping on each other, having a parade to the podium to use that absolute horrific murder by a psychopath as a reason to start screaming for gun control is an absolute disgrace. And the Democrat for governor of New Jersey, Mikey Sherrill, was one of them. Just remember, everyone out there, evil kills, not guns. Okay?
That's right.
This is a result of Democrat policies.
That's what I say. I say guns don't kill people. Trans kill people. But, hey, thank you so much. I'm going to talk about the gun. I'm going to talk about Minneapolis right now. So thank you so much for joining, and good luck in your race.
Thanks for having me, David. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Of course. We'll talk soon. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so look, he set me up into my last segment here because I do want to talk about some updates in that Minneapolis shooting. Like he said, exactly right. The left is running around blaming guns, blaming everybody, blaming trans hate, blaming everything they could possibly blame. If you aren't up to speed, 2 children dead, 17 wounded at a Catholic school shooting in Minneapolis when somebody, a lunatic outside, a trans man, woman, I don't know what they go by now, apparently after they were upset about being trans. I don't even know, but it was a person who wanted to change their name to Robin, born Robert, 23-year-old. I guess they were in some kind of gender transition. I don't even know it. You know, of course, there's no motive. No motive. Except there was shell casings with anti-Semitic and also anti-Trump and anti-Christian messages on it. Whatever. He left a manifesto with anti-Catholic and anti- motive unknown. Motive unknown. But how's the Democrats responded, right? Ilhan Omar said that his trans identity wasn't a moment to point fingers. It's guns. We need to ban guns. You know, Amy Klobuchar says she's tired of colleagues refusing to pass gun control. Tim Walz, of course, pushing for a special session for assault weapons ban when his lieutenant governor wore a t-shirt that said protect trans kids with a knife on it. But guns, it's not the violent rhetoric of the left. This is the ideology of a disturbed young person shielded by Minnesota's trans refugee law, embraced by radical identity politics and violent. We know what this is. This is mental instability, and it's being protected by the radical left. Unbelievably, this is what the left continues to protect. It's not guns. It's their violent rhetoric, and it's only going to get worse. President Trump, of course, ordered flags flown at half staff to honor the victims. This isn't about protecting trans people. You guys know this. It's about protecting children, about protecting schools. And it's time we tell the truth. How many trans violent shootings have to occur before we actually say what it is? It's the left's hateful rhetoric and their ability to go and take insane people, put them in a costume, and send them out to kill kids. We have to stop it. It's not guns. It's mental illness. And it's time we put a stop to it. Joining me now is from the Rhino Removal Project. Sorry, I'm running through like 17 guest things that I went at the last second. Leo Brzezinski, or how do I say your last name? Brzezinski, right?
Perfect. You got it right. Best. Brzezinski.
Brzezinski, welcome to the show. You're from the Rhino Removal Project. And you know, we do need to remove rhinos that are not understanding what the situation is here with respect to the trans violence. Let me get your take on what happened in Minneapolis. And are you surprised at the response from the left?
No, I mean, that's been their game plan all along. I've said from day one, they like to deal in confusion and chaos. And the more of that that they can push, then the less they have to deal with policies. They want to create subservience. They want to create people dumber than them, so it's easier for them to get elected. And this is how they do it.
Yeah, you know, and this is the thing. They've taken their rhetoric so far. And they keep finding different groups, of course. Remember, it was Trump was anti-women, so they found a bunch of feminists to wear vagina hats. Then they found there's a Black Lives Matter protest. So then they went and found a bunch of white liberals to protest Black Lives Matters and suggested that, you know, there needed to be uprisings there. And, of course, we saw the violent protests and the riots across the country that killed numerous people. Then now, of course, they turn to trans and like, oh, it's trans people. And now trans people are going around killing children. The left goes after the first people to say we have to stop the violence, whether it be political or trans violence. But they're quick to blame guns. You think they'll ever take accountability for their irresponsible rhetoric?
No, they'll never take accountability. And that's why a group like ours was started, because you have the establishment rhinos to help support this. So you have this one big uniparty. They all work together, even though the Republicans will yell over to the right that they're bad and they're wrong. But then they keep funding or they keep supporting the same thing. And it's just the same stupid policies, and it's the same game plan. And it's all to stay in power. It's all to keep America under their thumb. And we're tired of it. And that's what we're fighting against.
Tell me about, and I want to pivot just for a second about the Rhino Removal Project, because this is something you know, we need to fight about. We talked to Chad Caton earlier in the show about taking back our GOPs. We need to win on messaging, on policies. We need to push back against them, fight harder than they fight, because these things will keep happening unless we keep winning. And I've been underwhelmed with the fight of the Republican Party. Now, I have been more encouraged lately. Between passing the One Big Beautiful Bill, they seem to be getting Trump's back now. Now they see that the American people are supporting the president and his policies. Tell me about the work the Rhino Removal Project is doing, to help firm up our support for the president's agenda. And I want to talk to you about some of this redistricting and census stuff too here.
That sounds good. So yeah, we're a grassroots organization. So we're social welfare. We're a 501c4. We also have a C Corps, but our focus is on education, voter awareness, getting into states and educating people. Because for the life of me, the more I learn as we go into respective states, the more we find out that the voters don't understand what a rhino is. They think their elected officials are doing a good job. They're clearly not. So our job at the Rhino Removal Project, which is a completely grassroots volunteer, got 187 people now. We have over 19 million people. in an indirect network on X. So we apply tons of pressure. We're in 8 states, state chapters, and we go in and we provide education. We provide this voter awareness. We create town halls. We create education. We bring people, primary challengers and other people to the table, but we vet them. We make sure that we're not just in this one big circular chase our tail game. We want to make sure we're doing everything right so that we are truly pushing and promoting the American First Movement. And the only way to do that is to fight back and stop the Uniparty, the establishment Uniparty, from staying in control. And right now they are. Thune, Johnson, Graham, Cassidy, all these people, they're all establishment people that just want to continue the same DC, the same politics as it's always been.
So in the minute that I have left here, what do you feel pretty good about some of this redistricting, whether it be Texas, Missouri, Florida? Do you think it might give us the opportunity to get some real America First conservatives in?
I do, but only if the governors in the states decide to act on it. And I still am hesitant because you don't see these. Like, did you see Abbott hold those Democrats accountable when they left the state?
Yeah. You got the redistricting passed, though. That's big. So whatever he had to do, we got it done.
Yeah, no, let's see if he can do that. And we want to see more of that. We want to see the Republicans in office actually do the things. Like redistricting to me is a no-brainer. It should have been something we did how many years ago?
We're doing it now, and I'm out of time, but where can people go and follow your work?
Go to rhinoremovalproject.org. That's our website, and you can come and visit us on X at @rhino_removal. And we would love to hear from you guys. Join, volunteer, sign up.
Thank you so much for joining. Appreciate you. Good luck. We need rhinos removed.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Of course. Thank you. Well, there you got it. Trump rises from the dead, demands voter ID. The activist judges are challenging tariffs. Our economy is still humming along and doing great. And Minneapolis showed us again that politics distort tragedy. And the left will never leave an opportunity on the table to take away your guns. Trump is leading on every front. Joe Biden never could do any of this. I want to thank Nick Sorter and the folks over at InfoWars for giving the opportunity to fill in here on a Sunday. Stay tuned, guys. Lots of news breaking all the time. It might be a holiday weekend, but the president and the news doesn't sleep. So make sure you keep it locked right here. And thank you guys for joining. I'm David Pollack at David Pollack USA. If you want to follow me on X, at David Pollack USA. Good night, everybody, or good afternoon, or whatever time it is. Take care.
Here it is, Bovine Colostrum Plus. This is what I was looking for. This is the only thing that works on a monstrous stomach like mine. If it works for me, it will work for you. Order yours at the website below.
Secret shoreline mission to handpick nature's vitamin-packed sea moss before the globalists patent it. He's scooping it up like it's Cyber Monday in the supplement aisle. But suddenly, a 20-foot-tall sea moss mutant erupts from the tide pool like Godzilla. Alex dashes like he just saw a new Fauci vaccine. Will he make it or become the monster's meal? To be continued.